The escalating risk of kidnapping in Abuja has instilled fear in many residents, particularly those who usually commute at night or reside in perceived high-risk areas. The capital city, once considered relatively immune to the widespread security challenges in other parts of the country, is now grappling with an escalating wave of crime, particularly kidnappings. One resident, Usiodamewen Victorson, narrated a near-miss experience of his friend in Kushibuyo community on the city's outskirts.
People are living there. It has become a soft target for kidnappers. Every other day they are taking people. My friend who lives there, who I went to see, in fact, I went there to see him after there was an attempt to kidnap him, but he managed to escape. The other man that was kidnapped, that was not as lucky as my friend, he died after 2 days when he
was rescued.
Ben Atta is a public servant living in Abuja who laments the surge in insecurity.
There is need for the government to take drastic measures to nip this in the bud. Otherwise, the Abuja that we used to know, that has a very good investment climate, where people come to do their businesses and other activities, to take a new turn, because people will feel very insecure and may not want to come to the city again.
The killings and kidnappings have left families and individuals in despair. 19 people were abducted from the Shagwari estate in the Buari Area Council of the Federal Capital Territory in early January. David Okoro is the Chief Security Strategist International at the Institute for Security and Governance Studies in Abuja. He says if proactive steps are not taken, the kidnappings will spread into the city center.
We do have a problem because kidnapping any part of Nigeria happens is a big problem, particularly when innocent people are taken and then they are taken to captivity and then negotiations start as if they are commodities. It's a big problem, and this has increased over time.
The kidnappers have recently killed 4 hostages, including a university student and a 13-year-old girl. President Bola Tinubu says his administration is committed to ensuring that the security situation is brought under control. For VOA News, from Abuja, Nigeria.